Did you know that sex and kink makes everything more fun? So, I decided I wanted to share a little bit more of myself with you. Because I'm a pervert, just like you're a pervert. And it's so fun. And exhibitionism happens to be one of my kinks. I like you knowing what I'm doing. Just as much as I like giving you commands and having you know that I know you're following them. So, let me set the scene for you, baby. Let me tell you what I did with my last couple days. But first, let me tell you what I'm doing right now. I'm going to be taking a shower after this, because I'm a dirty girl and it's a hot, sweaty day. So right now, I'm butt-ass naked. Right and bare on my computer chair, talking into my mic, talking to you. And I'm thinking, and I'm touching, and it feels good to just let my fingers run over my body. Just send cooling sensations and waves. As I think back at the last couple of days. So this weekend, I put one of my subs on, let's say, chastity. Lots of tease and denial, and every night before we'd go to bed, I put my hand under the covers into his little private place. And I'd toy with him and play with him while I whispered dirty, dirty things in his ears, taunting him, saying maybe this time's the time I'll let you come. And I'd get him so hard and so close, and well, we've had issues with him not coming on command in the past. In fact, on him coming without my command, I mean, granted, I may have been using lotion and stroking him really fast past the point when he told me he was going to come, but that is no excuse. He had to be punished. So he's been on enforced chastity for a little bit. Me touching and playing and teasing with him. Him not allowed to do anything about it. So every night before bed for about 4 to 5 days, I stroke his cock. I whisper dirty things in his ears. And I get him so hard, and I get him so excited. And I make him beg me not to make him come. I make him beg me again and again. And then I'll take my hand off of his cock, even though I know that he wants me to keep it on there, that he wants me to keep going, that he wants to be allowed to come. But he's not. So, I'd say I did that 3 to 5 times a night. Just bringing him to that brink, to that edge, back and forth, whispering dirty, dirty things in his ears, my boobs pressed up against his back, my crotch right up against his ass, almost thrusting into him every now and then just to remind him who has the fucking power. And then when he's at his absolute horniest and he's groaning and whimpering and begging me, please don't make me come, Shibby. Well, that's when I turn over and I play with myself, just like I'm playing with myself right now. For several nights, you know, it's kind of fun. So then, yesterday morning, I woke up and I was thinking to myself, well, I don't really feel like him going into work today. So I told him not to, and he's a good boy, so he obeyed. He also had a bunch of sick time that he hadn't used. So, to wake him up in the morning, again, I edged him and again I played with him. I'd say about 2 times. 2 times I brought him in the edge and made him think he was going to come, and then I told him he couldn't. It was fun, it was evil, and he fucking loved it, we both know. And then he was so hard, so hard. I told him to pull up an app on his phone with a little timer on it, and he did. And then I told him, when I press this button and start this timer, I want you to put your chastity cage on. I was helpful, I'll have you know. I took the lotion and got him nice and lubed up ahead of time while I was playing with him. I'm a very considerate top, I'll have you know. Well, I told him every minute that this timer goes without your cock being fully in that cage with the lock closed and the key in my hand. Well, that's an hour I'm going to make you keep it on today. Sound familiar? Well, let's just say it took him a long time. I think it was, 8 minutes. 8 minutes before he could get his cock tiny enough, flaccid enough to put it in that cage. I mean, and I was trying to help him in everything. I was, like, fondling his balls a little bit, thinking, you know, I'll help, you know, stuff this thing down. He kept trying to swat my hand away. So rude. I whispered things in his ears. I told him, are you going to be able to do it, boy? You better get it quick, or else you're not going to be able to come today at all. Oh, you better really get it done, or else you're going to have to wear it to work tomorrow. You wouldn't want to do that. Someone might discover your dirty little secret. You know, I gave him all sorts of encouragement. And when that was being pushed aside, again, so rude, I said, all right, fine. Apparently, my presence of my hands on you and my voice in your ears is not helping you get your cock in that cage. So, I'll just go over here and play with myself. And that's what I did. Very loudly. As I said, it took him a while. His penalty was 8 hours. Slut. Anyways, so that was my morning. And then we had a lovely breakfast. Kitten popping all over the bed all of a sudden, yelling at us to get up so we could feed her. It was a fun day. I went downstairs and made the audio I put up for my patrons earlier called Caged Cock. Decided to be nice and made a uncaged version as well. Since he was already in his cage, I made him listen to it and make sure there weren't any mistakes. He had some interesting facial experiences during, just like, he was in pain. I don't know. I have certain rules. I like my subs barefoot when I'm playing with them or when I'm around them in their house. They're not allowed to have shoes on. I want their feet exposed. If they're ticklish, it's even more fun for me. I can just fuck with them whenever I choose. So, we had a decent day, occasional teasing about chastity devices, and then finally the time comes when he's allowed to take it off. So, I take it off for him, you know. After having made him hard, well, try to get hard within an odd day, I figured it was the least I could do. As you can imagine, it didn't take very long at all. And popped right out, so excited. So I told him to go take a shower, and he did, and he smelled so good. I love it when men smell good. And then I decided I needed to take a shower. So we went upstairs, and I got in the shower, and I told him to get on his knees inside the shower. And I stepped in and got myself wet. And I made him wash my entire body. I guess I could have been cruel and made him do that while he was still in the cock cage, but it's kind of nice being able to accidentally brush up against his hard cock every once in a while he's washing every inch of me. I made it very clear a good body slave washes every inch, focusing on the more sensitive parts because I'm just such a dirty girl and I needed to be made clean. I made him use his fingers to make sure I was clean on the inside too. Eventually, he got the hint. And it felt so good teaching him how to finger me properly, to bring me to pleasure while he's just sitting there on his knees getting blasted by water. It felt good. Afterwards, I turned off the shower. I made him get out and dry himself off. And then I made him dry me off, every inch going over me with a towel. And then I went and curled up on the bed and told him I had a few orders for him. I'd see. First, he was to go down to the basement and put on the leather cuffs and to lock them in place, wrists and legs. Second thing he was to do was to lay out all of my toys next to the St. Andrew's cross. All of the hurdy ones, anyway. All of my floggers and paddles and whips and belts. Next step was he was going to go prepare dinner for me like a good boy. And finally, I wanted him to have a condom ready, just in case. I told him specifically how I wanted him to set the new mood lights in his little dungeon in his house. And set up some music as well, so that I could just press go when the time came. I told him to be in his living room, with dinner prepared on the coffee table, an episode of House of Cards on the TV, and him sitting there, quietly, blindfolded, cuffs on, collar in his mouth, hands on his upper thighs. And while he went and did all that, I made a phone call. I like playing with more than one sob at a time. There's just something so fun about having so many people under my beck and call, horny and waiting and so frustrating. The more guys I know are in chastity and teasing and denying them and just knowing there's a bunch out there that want to come so badly but don't get to come until I tell them to, it... Fuck, that's what I touch myself to. So I have another sub. He's someone I play with online. Never met in person. Just like you. Somebody who likes to listen to me. Somebody who likes to make me happy. Somebody who does whatever he can to be a good boy and get used by me. For the past 5 days, he's been edging, doing this week of edging thing, where you edge once on the first day, twice on the second day, but you don't come until the seventh. A couple days ago, I gave him a choice on if he wanted to repeat the day of edging again, or if he wanted, and I would allow him to wear his chastity belt, because for him, it makes it easier not to touch any more than you're supposed to when it's strapped in. He chose the other option, which was not to repeat the day of edging, and he'd just have to have his hard cock there, laying and wanting, knowing he can't touch it, using only his self-control. So as you can imagine, by yesterday, he was hurting for it. What a slutty boy. So, knowing that my other slave is occupied for the moment, and, you know, once I'm in my top space, I just want to play, I call him up. Sadly, the reception wasn't that great. So I was only able to give him a couple simple commands, such as take off your chastity belt. He had listened to my chastity audio earlier, and let's say he didn't do so well at it. I think for him it was 34 hours in it. Oh well. I told him to take it off anyway. I put him in it, I can take him out of it. So I get him all excited. I tell him to use lotion or lube or whatever, but have it nearby. And I go downstairs to the basement and get on TeamSpeak, because apparently the phone reception was crap. My poor, stupid little slave was doing things in the wrong order, so he was still downstairs. I smacked him around a bit and sent him back upstairs to finish. And then I got down to teasing and playing with the online slave, taunting him, making him stroke himself while I talked to him, making him wonder if this time I would be fucking with his head again, if he'd be allowed to come again. I was so proud of him, though, because he went to a munch on Sunday because I told him to. He went there with the chastity device, and he did very, very well. So I figured he deserved a little reward, finally. So I played with him and taunted him and teased him and made him stroke exactly the way I told him to stroke. Stroking harder, stroking faster. Until finally I told him, I'm going to count you down. And when I say one, you are going to come for me. On the dot, on the spot, and you are going to release, and it's going to be amazing. And so I did. I counted down from 20. I wanted to make it hard. I wanted to hear him whimper. As I just kept talking and counting downwards and making him beg and making him plead. And making him wonder if when I reach 2, am I gonna go psych? And pop offline? Getting him all worked up until finally I said 1. And I could hear him coming. It felt good. With that lovely little rush in my head, I went upstairs and found my sub perfectly displayed for me. On his knees, settled back, butt on his ankles, hands on his upper thighs, leather collar dangling from his mouth, blindfolded so he could only hear me. So I could walk up to him, touch him, walk away. I took off his blindfold. And that's all you get for now. If it seems like something you're interested in listening to, let me know. Maybe I'll tell you the second half of my night. I kinda need to go take a shower now. So, I'll be going and playing with that shower head, and I'll see you guys later.